these poems balance between endings and beginnings, between the twilight melancholy of evening and the jubilant rebirth of morning. Scott Russell Sanders' words pay tribute to the poetry of Shari Wagner, born in Goshen, Indiana, whose work from her book Evening Chore, published by Dreamseeker Books, I'm reading on the Poet's Weave today. I am Jenny Kander. Evening Chore. My grandfather has climbed into his truck, a rusty blue Ford with a few stray bales of hay bouncing like children in the back. He's riding out to the far pasture where cows have been grazing 25 years in the shade of some elms. The dog that disappeared in a thunderstorm and never came back is on the seat beside him. He's making whiny noises and thumping his tail like an amplified heartbeat. Before the door falls shut behind them, the old man is cupping his hands to call the cows away from the shadows and into the field where the last light is already sinking. A cappella. As we gasp between lines, a chasm opens from the older hymns. I sense a darkness like what I heard at an Amish barn door, the entrance to a church or a cavern where my ancestors droned the poetry that could not be uttered in the village. In 16th-century dungeons they sang these hymns as a way to connect flesh chained to walls and racks. We hold these broken ones in our voices like bread that could bless us. Grandma Mishla, whom we buried the Easter when hyacinths bloomed inside ice, leans behind my left shoulder, and Sean, with a quick laugh, who died giving birth, sits beside Grandfather on the couch. They listen with their eyes closed. All of the old ones are here in the dark room of a house that stood where corn grew because God sent the sun. We end with, "Praise God from whom all blessings flow," the version with echoing alleluias and amens. We don't need the book, and no one sets the pitch. We sung this one at every marriage and funeral. Even in-laws with eyes on the last 5 minutes of a game join in from their corner. From every direction there are voices within voices, husks within husks. The dead sing in a house so haunted we breathe the same breath. Inheritance. They seem like another race of women, these Mennonite wives in the Mishla family album. Sturdy as the chimneys of old farmhouses, they turn bundled infants toward their bosoms, stare derisively at cameras tilted below them. If she were black, Great Aunt Ida could be a feminine Goliath in a Clementine Hunter painting, dwarfing the bearded brethren on either side. We tremble in the presence of Grandfather's mother, a Wagnerian diva who towers above us on a porch, wearing her covering like a horned helmet. Rolled-up sleeves reveal thick forearms, fists clench handles of invisible buckets. "She was a mild woman," says Aunt Doris. "Are you kidding?" my mother cuts in. "She carried a switch and chased children with it. I remember cleaning her false teeth, thinking they might bite." With milkshake diets and jogging, we've tried to exorcise them from our bodies, to expel Holstein hips and legs stout as Belgian horses. But even when we starve ourselves into weakness, the inheritance remains like a curse that can't be lifted, or the framework of a barn that bows to nothing but the gravity that would claim it. You've been listening to poetry by Indiana poet Shari Wagner on The Poet's Weave. I am Jenny Kander.